relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Dear friends, welcome back to America First. We've got to talk about what's going on in the entertainment industry. Thanks to Chris Rufo, two videos are now going viral. Internal meeting videos from the Disney Corporation. The first one is the Disney Manager for Inclusion and Diversity, who has made speech code a reality inside Disney. Cut eight.
Last summer, we removed all of the gendered greetings in relationship to our life skills. So we no longer say ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We've provided training for all of our cast members in relationship to that. So now they know it's hello everyone or hello friends. We are in the process of changing over those recorded messages. And so many of you are probably familiar when we brought the fireworks back to the Magic Kingdom. We no longer say ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we say dreamers of all ages. And so I love the fact that it's opened up the creativity, the opportunity for our cast members to look at that. We have our cast members working with merchandise, working with food and beverage, working with all of our guest facing areas where perhaps, you know, we want to create that magical moment with our cast members, with our guests. And we don't want to just assume because someone might be in our interpretation, maybe presenting as female, that they may not want to be called princess. So let's think differently about how do we really engage with our guests in a meaningful and inclusive way that makes it magical and memorable for everyone.
Inclusive, as long as you don't say girls and boys. This is the Orwellian reality, not the future that George warned us about. Let's talk to somebody who's been there inside the belly of the beast. He's an actor, and now he is a YouTube phenomena. He is the man behind the Mr. Reagan channel, a good friend of the show. Chris Coles, welcome back to America First.
Good to see you, sir. Nice to be on.
So I'm just going to read the words back to you. Our associates are having their creativity opened up by banning certain words. What do you have to say as a creator, as a thespian?
I'll tell you what. The First Amendment is sacrosanct. And we've got this kind of a bizarre situation going on right now where you've heard this term, that don't say gay.
Yes.
Right? You've heard this term, don't say gay. So the left is sitting there screaming and yelling about the censorship of a word that, you know, they think that they should be able to say, despite the fact that nobody's banning the word gay. That's the really weird thing about that one, right?
No, the concerning that in Florida is about saying you cannot talk about gender or gender transposition and any radical sex therapy with six-year-olds, Chris. That's what the bill is about.
Absolutely right. I think it's from age kindergarten to third grade, which is about age
nine.
Seven or eight, nine. Yeah, okay, nine. And I don't know anybody who, given those, you know, given the accurate description of the bill, would think that it's a bad idea. But they've got this BS campaign saying that we're telling teachers, we're telling people they're not allowed to say the word gay. And you got people like Ron Perlman coming out with these messages on Twitter talking about how, you know, this is disgusting, and Ron DeSantis is a horrible person, and all this kind of stuff.
It's not so quite what he said. I don't know who gave you a copy of my cut sheet, who has leaked it to you. But here we have the audio of actor Ron Perlman trying to be tough. Cut 11.
Good morning, Governor DeSantis. Ron here. Don't say gay. Don't say, you Nazi pig. You piece of.
So not talking about transgender surgery with a seven-year-old is now the definition of being a Nazi, an effing Nazi pig, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, it always cracks me up when these actors think that they are as tough as the characters they play in movies. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, get over yourself, man. You're an actor. But okay, so he's got his opinion. He's passionate. I like the passion, Ron. I like the passion. Now take that to YouTube. Take that to Twitter, because they're the ones that are really censoring us.
Yes.
You know, and it's really bizarre. The left is trying to censor us like crazy. You can't say boy. You can't say girl. You can't call William Thomas, who's changed his name to Leah and is beating all the other swimmers. You can't call him a dude. Otherwise, you're banned off of Twitter. I mean, they want to censor the crap out of us, and yet they get upset about not being able to say the word gay, which we never – nobody ever argued that. It's like trickle-down economics, right? It's like this political weapon as opposed to an actual philosophy. You know, nobody's saying that you can't say gay, but that's what they're using to rally the troops. And then suddenly they have a problem. You know, they have this free speech problem where they need everybody needs to be able to say what they want. So, you know, the left is like this. They just they don't really care about principles.
There. You've been there. Yeah. Now you have this superb channel. You've worked in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Is this a sea change, or is this a marker point where Disney, remember what Walt Disney did? He created an empire for wholesome family entertainment for the whole family. Man. When we find out today, we're going to play some later clips about the secret gay agenda that Disney admits to in their meetings. Does something change now? Because I used to like Disney, but that's it. I said today on Twitter, that's it. They're done, boycotted. Is anything going to change after these videos come out? Because you've known this for years, but now everybody who's breathing is going to know, Chris.
Oh, it's so sad. It's so sad. I am, you know, hands down the biggest fan of Walt Disney himself, the man. And his original vision and the stuff that he was doing with Disney when he was alive. I mean, the man had a beautiful vision to just bring joy to children and people all over the country with his films and his theme parks and everything like that. And I mean, what a genius, what a brilliant guy, and what a good man. And they've really just perverted and distorted everything. And this is, you know, the left does this. They like to do this. And I'll tell you what, I know of the mother of a major film director here in Hollywood. A mother of one of the bigger film directors here in Hollywood, and her husband, who's one of the biggest film directors here in Hollywood, and you know, she's upset, and she's talking to me, and she's saying, look, you know, this is many years back, this may be 10 years ago, and she's saying, look, Chris, my daughter and her husband are forcing their son to wear a dress for Halloween. They're dressing him up as a princess for Halloween.
Wow.
And they're demanding that he go out trick-or-treating as a princess. And he's crying and he doesn't want to do it. And I don't know what to do. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, what is going on here? They're, you know, man, they're not just, you know, when this Disney executive sits there and says, I have a transgender child and I have a pansexual child. No, you don't. You have a child that you have indoctrinated.
Bingo.
That is child. That's child abuse. You've done it to your kids.
That's, you know, no. Child could tell you, would even come up with the phrase pansexual. That is you abusing them, indoctrinating them. He's spot on. He's going to stay with us for one more segment. Following him on Twitter, Mr. Reagan USA. It is the Mr. Reagan channel on YouTube. If you haven't done so already, be sure to join us for our Stand With Israel tour later this year. 10 days in the Holy Land to walk where our Lord and Savior walked the earth. Me and my Salem buddy Dinesh D'Souza and his lovely wife Debbie. Reserve your seats today. Call 855-565-5519. That's standwithisraeltour.com, 855-565-5519. Even if you've been to Israel before, you haven't been with me and Dinesh. That's standwithisraeltour.com. Back after these messages. Stay on this channel.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Stand With Israel tour.
All right, we've got some 2024 merchandise. Mr. G has been rather productive. It will be ready soon, and it's going to be a doozy. In the meantime, if you want to send a message to the Biden administration, when they said to Zelensky, hey, we'll get you out of there, you can run away. He said, I don't need a ride, I need ammunition. And that's our latest T-shirt. Go to SebGorkaStore.com for all your America First gear, all made in America, whether it is Zelensky T-shirts, the 1776 Freedom, the fight for freedom is forever, or your Let's Go Brandon gear. Get it all at SebGorkaStore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, SebGorkaStore.com. We are back with none other than Mr. Reagan, a.k.a. Chris Coles. You got to subscribe channel right now. Even if you don't like cats, you should do it anyway. And follow him on Twitter at Mr. Reagan USA. Okay, I'm probably not going to play the whole thing, but for those who haven't heard it, this is what we're talking about. This is the president of the Disney Corporation, Carrie Burke, who this is what she talks about with her employees at Walt Disney's Corporation. Cut nine.
I'm here as a mother of two queer children, actually, one transgender child and one pansexual child, and also as a leader. And that was the thing that really got me, because I have heard so much from so many of my colleagues over the course of the last couple of weeks, in open forums and through emails and phone conversations. And
Keep going. Did she get to the acronym?
I feel a responsibility to speak, not just for myself, but for them, to all of us. We had an open forum last week at 20th, where, again, the home of really incredible, groundbreaking LGBTQIA stories over the
LGBTQIA. Chris, this is your test. What do those all stand for?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, L is for lesbian. That means somebody who hates men who had a boyfriend they didn't like at some point in college. G is for gay.
But hang on. If you're gay, aren't lesbians gay? I'm confused.
No. Gays are men who like musical theater. Everybody knows that. Bisexuals are like the opposite of vegans, right? They'll eat anything. T is trans.
Transport like Pete Buttigieg? They like buses and trains? Is that what we're talking about?
That's what it is.
Okay,
that's
good.
People
good,
like
good.
Transportation secretaries. Yes. Transportation secretaries only. A is the problem, right? A is the one that everybody's confused about.
Hang on, what's I? You missed out I.
I is intersex. Intersex.
Is that like the international, if you're gay and international? Like you've got two citizenships? Two
maybe.
Passports?
Yes, you're an international
gay person. Okay,
gay
then
person.
Help me out with A, Mr. Hollywood.
A, I believe that A has to be asexual, which is what I am
hang
right
on, hang
now.
Hang on, we got an update. John, you've looked it up. What is it?
There's asexual.
Yes.
There is.
Which means what? That you're a fruit fly
yeah.
and you reproduce without sex?
Exactly.
Right? Okay.
It means your wife is mad at you.
What else does it mean?
There is a gender, which I don't
know. A gender, as opposed to two genders.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
There is
it means
ally.
You're a Ken doll.
A Ken. Yes, G.I. Joe. Go ahead.
And then ally.
You're an ally, like France to Germany?
Exactly.
Bingo. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. That's far too much
we
fun for live radio.
Out,
that was on the edge. Okay, Chris, that's enough. Enough fun. Tell us, what are you doing? Everybody's got to see his Who is AOC video. Everybody's got to see the parody of the Gillette woke advertisement. Tell us, give us, we got like a minute left. Tell us, our millions of viewers, what are you working on, Chris?
Oh, well, I'm working on a few things. I mean, I'm talking about the Stacey Abrams cameo in Star Trek. Did you see that?
Oh, yes. The president of the world!
They made Stacey Abrams the president of the world, which is, I mean, honestly, this is not like a story that needs to be covered. But I just think it's so funny how the left is obsessed with Stacey Abrams, and she's like the least impressive person on earth. It's like losers.
She couldn't win a real election, so in a fantasy land, we'll make her president of the world. That's just classic. Okay, give us one more thing you're doing, and then we'll let you go off to go edit your videos and find your cat. What else are you doing?
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I think we talked about this on the show before, but I have another channel called Mr. Pagan. I haven't been posting on it in a while. but it's where I put my funny stuff. I mean, the LGBT stuff, I have a video on that. And it's, you know, I'll tell you what, it's very difficult now to post anything on YouTube without getting taken off.
All right,
right?
So here's the test for you. As your creative muse, I think you should take a clip of us defining LGBTIAQLMNOP and put it on the Mr. Pagan channel. What do you
think?
That
might have to happen. That
All right.
might have to happen.
God bless you, Chris. We've got to get him back for a longer chat. That was too short.
Oh, and I've got to do the German shot putters. I still haven't done that video.
Yes, I sent you all that amazing material. The East German shot. My name is Claire, and I'm a female shot putter. It was a joke back then, not anymore. He's Chris Coles, Mr. Reagan. Subscribe on his YouTube channel right now. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain, me included. Yes, I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 3 years later. Find out for yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it today. You've waited long enough. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Does the Fed know what they're doing? Does Biden even have a plan? What do you need to know about our economic future? Let's talk to our market maven, Trish Regan, of The Trish Regan Show.
That isn't a movie soundtrack. That's reality. That's a suburb in Ukraine under attack by Russian forces, bombarded, machine gun fire. And we are doing what we can to help them here at the Salem Radio Network, along with Food for the Poor. We today, thanks to you, are $1,060 away from reaching our target, which expires tomorrow. You have raised more than $300,000 to help the benighted nation and the women and children who are trapped and need help. We are getting food and supplies to them through more than 3,000 local pastors. Please donate whatever you can today. The minutes are running out. We've got 2 days left. That's 855-330-HOPE. To call your donation in or go to sebgorka.com and click on the Help Ukraine banner at the top. That's 855-330-4673 or sebgorka.com and the Help Ukraine banner at the top. Let's talk about the ramifications of the war and the feckless lack of leadership in the White House with my Salem colleague. She is the host of the Trish Regan Show. You've got to follow her on Twitter at Trish_Regan and on her own website, trishintel.com. Trish, welcome back to America First.
Good to see you, Sam.
Trish, great to see you too. Just a couple of stories that we can kind of bounce off. Reality and then insanity. We've got the report from Bloomberg. A group of economists have said that you can expect, Americans should expect to have to increase or find for their budget an extra $5,200 this year for inflation purposes alone. That's the reality that you can comment on. And then this from Washington State, Governor Jay Inslee has just signed a bill that will ban all fossil fuel fueled vehicles by 2030 in the state. So it's going to be just Teslas and Priuses in the state of Washington. Your reaction?
A bad timing on that one. Look, I mean, we need all the help we can get because we are facing such higher oil prices, which means higher prices at the gas pumps, which, by the way, means higher prices for everything, right? From food, because it's got to get from point A to point B, not to mention we've now lost the breadbasket that is Ukraine,
yes,
right? So a lot of things are going to be going up in price. I think that Bloomberg is right when they point to, you know, economists saying a $5,000 increase. I think that's exactly what we're going to be looking at, possibly even more. We'll see, you know, once inflation starts, sometimes these things kind of get rolling, Seb, and you have a supply chain crisis that won't end, combined with money printing like you've never seen, combined with really, really bad policy choices. I mean, I'm frustrated, and I may have said this to you last week, because it seems as though our intelligence folks, they knew this was coming, right? They knew that Putin, for years, they've known he was at risk of doing something quite like this. So why weren't we doing a better job at making sure that we had locked up our own energy sources right here in the United States of America, knowing that we would be exposed to this vulnerability? And then you got people that clearly don't have all the wires connecting in the head. They're out there in Washington saying, okay, we're going to ban vehicles other than EVs. It's actually mind-boggling, and it's frustrating because I know how hard this is going to hurt the American consumer, and the middle-class American is most at risk right now. It's going to be challenging.
So I did a monologue on the incompetence when it comes to national security issues that we've seen in the last few days and weeks from the Pentagon, from the White House, from the State Department, things having to be, you know, taken back within minutes of the president saying them, then the F-16 deal and everything else. For me, it's very clear. They're amateurs. They're incompetent. There's nobody who knows anything about national security in any of those buildings. When it comes to economics, I think it's different. I think it's not incompetence. I think there's some of that. But if you listen to Secretary Granholm on how every street will have electric vehicles on it, when you listen to, you know, the president of the United States saying, what do you mean? What do you mean printing money causes inflation? There's an ideological component. These people aren't just ignorant. They're also hostages to this new fiscal economic voodoo. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they're going to get voted out of office really fast. I think that this is, you know, this has pushed everybody over the edge. I mean, people are willing to put up a lot with a lot. But when you start sacrificing their livelihoods, their futures, because they've got to pay $5,000 that they don't have more for food and energy, they're not going to take it. They're not going to put up with it. All of these people will be voted out of office come 2022 and 2024.
Yeah.
That's the future of this. They can sit there, Seb, all they want and think about their pipe dreams for green energy. And you've heard me say, I got nothing against green energy, but I'm a realist.
Well, and the cleanest, cheapest energy.
You know, windmills on the coast of Maine by June.
And the cheapest, cleanest form of energy is nuclear, Tris. That's just a scientific fact.
Yes. Yes, so we should be looking at that. Look, to me, it's all hands on deck. And we're going to do everything that we can to ensure that the American consumer is going to be able to survive this without taking a huge hit. And so they ought to be thinking a heck of a lot more creatively. They got to get their heads out of their you-know-whats and actually focus on energy and economic policy that's going to secure the future of this country.
Yeah. All right, you've got to follow her. I've got to go off and look up what a you-know-what is in the Webster's Dictionary. Go to trishintel.com. You've got to subscribe, listen to her Salem podcast, The Trish Intel Show, and follow her on Twitter, @Trish_Reagan. She is just a tiny little whisker away from 700,000 followers. Let's do that by the end of the show, guys. Show this lady some love. God bless you, Trish. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next here on America First on the Salem Radio Network, 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans across the country from their daily pain, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Leah from Ohio. This is her story. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. That story could be your story. It should be your story. There's only one way to find out.
but it's super easy. Order your 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of the 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You know it makes sense. If you've tried everything else and failed to find relief, the time is now. The only thing you have to lose is the pain. Call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
ReliefFactor.com studios. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Today I filed a congressional resolution to honor Emma Wyant. You may not know her, but I bet you know what happened to her. Emma is a world-class athlete who competed in the women's NCAA Division I 500-meter freestyle. Sadly, that championship was stolen from her by a mediocre male athlete who couldn't cut it in the men's swimming. The NCAA has gone woke and is failing our female athletes. Honor and recognition was stolen from Emma Wyant. So I am proud to lead 21 of my colleagues in a congressional resolution saying what most Americans already know to be true. Emma Wyant was the fastest female in the race, and she is the true champion.
All right, we got the hit. We got it at the line.
Oh, wait, no. One more thing. To all you woke men who want to steal a championship from a woman, you got some serious balls.
She's different. When I received that tweet earlier today from somebody whose name will go unmentioned, I thought, we've got to get her on the show. She's representing Colorado's 3rd Congressional District, and we are honored to have her back on. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, welcome.
Thank you so much, Dr. Gorka. It's a pleasure to be on here with you today.
Now, that's the only kind of toxic masculinity I know about, correct?
That's correct. Toxic masculinity is men pretending and stealing championships from them. We aren't talking about 8-year-old pre-puberty soccer here. These are women who have trained their entire lives to win these championships. And just because of a mediocre male athlete decides he's a girl, he gets to jump from 405th place to first place, beating out all of the women.
Yeah, we need to understand that Will Thomas was ranked 420th, as you say, a very mediocre male, if not a loser, a rank loser. His brother was crushing him in terms of swimming accolades, so he said, oh, I'm going to cheat! And now I'm called Leah. What is the response? Because you're doing this. It's glorious. But tell us about the rest of the GOP. Why can't we, you know, do something with the NCAA or just recognize the female athletes as the real champions?
So as you heard, I'm proud to lead 21 of my colleagues in this resolution to honor Emma Wyant as the winner, as the champion. And unfortunately, we don't have more numbers on that resolution. And I'm not sure if they're just being apathetic or don't want to take a stand for women in women's sports. But I would expect the entire GOP conference to get on board with this.
Good. Well, make it happen. It's you. Let's draw up a little bit higher. Let's look at this from the 50,000-foot perspective. This is a global conspiracy. It's big corporations. It's Disney. I started posting yesterday after the leaked video from Chris Rufo, from the CEO of Disney, that we've got to boycott these corporations because what they're doing is fundamentally un-American. Is it not punching and pushing transgender ideology onto their customers?
this is un-American, and it's really worse than ideology. They are sexualizing our children. Robert Francis O'Rourke just posted a photo of himself today wearing a T-shirt about trans kids, and we need to support trans kids. This is sexualizing our children. And, you know, I really don't want to hear what woke Disney has to say about Governor DeSantis and his bill not wanting to groom children when Disney has been known to film in places where we have Uyghurs in containment camps where they are choosing to film. They have no problem making their movies there and filming in those areas. They aren't forced boycotting them, but then they're going to come back to Florida and say that there's a problem with Mr. DeSantis, who is taking a righteous stand for our children.
And the idea that a judicial position could be filled in the highest court in the land by a woman who clearly has been taken hostage by this ideology, or is too cowardly to say she knows what a woman is, when she was clearly chosen by Joe Biden because she's a black woman. Your reaction?
Well, I'm not a biologist, so I think she's a black woman. I'm not exactly sure. I'm learning that there's new stipulations. Maybe if we could ask her a couple of questions, like, do you have to have a fancy coffee with six additives in it, you know, different creams and foam? Are you always cold? Does it take you 3 hours to decide what you want to have for dinner? Maybe those are the questions we need to ask her to find out if she is indeed a woman. Then we could get to it a lot quicker. But it's actually a lot worse than that. I think Senator Marsha Blackburn did a great job at highlighting the idiocy of this woke ideology when you cannot even define a woman as a female adult human being. But worse than that is her record when it comes to charging actual pedophiles watching child pornography. And I've heard that some of these images are preteen boys being sodomized. This is pure sexual torture that is taking place. And Judge Jackson gave these creeps 57% less time in prison than the national average. And the Senate should reject Judge Jackson for her light on pedophiles record.
Yeah, this isn't, we discussed this earlier in the week, this isn't child pornography. This is torture porn, pedophilic torture porn. And this woman clearly sides with and is soft on the link pedophilic torture porn of children. We are in a midterm election year. It's getting closer and closer, about 6 months to go now. What happens if we manage to suppress voter fraud, if patriots step up to the plate, volunteer to be election officials, election observers, and we have a resounding success and a trouncing of the Democrats in the midterms, in the House and the Senate? I have to ask you, Congresswoman, the question I always ask you when you come on the show, and please follow this lady right now at Rep. Boebert. That's Rep. Boebert, B-O-E-B-E-R-T, and boebert.house.com. What is the power relationship? Can the good guys, can the Freedom Caucus, patriotic congressmen and women like yourself, take control of the party so that the Rhino faction is now no longer relevant?
You know, I sure hope so. I do believe that we are going to take back the House in the next Congress, and I'm really looking forward to that. And, you know, we don't know about the Senate, and, you know, we'll still have a commander-in-chief who's in command of nothing, being told what to do on a daily basis in between his naps and applesauce. But I think the number one thing that we are going to be able to do as the Freedom Caucus, as principled conservatives, is investigate the Biden crime family and the Democrat Party, investigate the 2020 elections, investigate what is going on at the border. Hopefully we will see wins or impeachments from Mayorkas and others who have failed our country, the safety and security of our nation, by allowing 2 million illegal aliens to invade our country over the past year and allow fentanyl into our country. And then, of course, I want to look further into Afghanistan, what left 13 of our heroic soldiers dead. You know, this is stuff that I want to look into, and this is why I'm looking forward to taking back the House in 2022. And Dr. Gorka, I would appreciate it if your listeners could help me out with that at laurenforfreedom.com. I am up against a rhino in Colorado. He has pushed forward legislation as a state senator that sexualizes our children, that allows comprehensive sex ed in Colorado schools as young as third grade. They are able to instruct our children about same-sex sex, how to both have it and enjoy it. And it really is child porn that is introduced into our public schools. And it's because of this disgusting state senator who now wants my seat in Congress. So I need your followers to go to laurenforfreedom.com to make sure we keep just conservative in this seat.
All right, put that up on the screen right now, Eric. Lauren.freedom.com. That's Lauren.freedom.com. Support this lady. We've got just 30 seconds left. You're a member of the Freedom Caucus. You're on the House Budget Committee, Natural Resources. What committee would she like to run and chair after the midterms and use full investigatory powers of? Lauren Boebert, what's your answer?
Well, I certainly want to keep the Natural Resources Committee. That is near and dear to my heart in Colorado. We need to be energy independent and energy dominant, and I need to be have a seat on the Oversight Committee so I can have a front row seat at investigating everything that is going wrong in our country, get some answers, and hold some people accountable, just like we did about 10 years ago with Lois Lerner in the IRS when the Oversight Committee investigated her and caused her resignation for targeting conservatives. This is exactly what we're going to do in 2023 and 2024, but we need people to get out, get to the polls, and vote for true, fearless conservatives.
Like her. A resignation, by the way, that still left her with her full government pension, not after the midterms. Lauren, God bless you. Can't wait for the next video to drop. This is America First. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast. Go to Spotify, plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Write a little review, share the links. Never miss a nanosecond.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.